With today's Land and Livestock Report, I'm Susan Allen. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt has spent much of July and will continue throughout August traveling across the U.S. talking with farmers, ranchers, and landowners. His subject, the 2015 Waters of the U.S. rule he's rolling back and what it should look like going forward.
Our goal and our objective and our responsibility is to make sure that as we develop a new definition of what a water in the United States is, that it provides objective criteria that farmers and ranchers know where federal jurisdiction begins and ends. That didn't happen in 2015. It will happen with the new rule. And we're going to respect private property rights. We know that farmers and ranchers are the first environmentalists, and they care about their land, and they're going to be partners in this process, not adversaries.
And he knows this is a complete change in mindset for the D.C. crowd.
It's crazy to me, you know, Washington, D.C., and those that form these decisions at times, they don't respect, understand, acknowledge that these folks are partners. They are conservationists. They are environmentalists. They care about their land. They care about the water they drink and the air that they breathe. And we can work together to achieve good outcomes. They should not be put in a position of adversity. We have to work together, and that's not happened in the last several years, and it's changing dramatically as we go forward.
The public comment for the proposed rule to rescind the 2015 WOTUS rule released by the Obama administration runs through August 28th. Pruitt hopes to have draft language on a new and improved WOTUS as early as September, and his dream is to have the new and improved WOTUS finalized by early 2018. For the Land and Livestock Report, I'm Susan Allen.